So how was your night, Boozer? We've been here before, this very building. I don't know how many of you have been here before. But it's been a great place to come back to. Let's see, what do we want to say? We took a boat ride down the river, something. We saw it pass by a college, and it had a ferry boat. Does that sound familiar? And a lot of really big, huge houses on the edge of the riverbanks. You know what I'm talking about? Big, huge houses, and then fruit bats. And I thought, all the times we've played Brisbane, I never realized that they're just a bunch of spoiled fucks. I don't mean that. Just trying to get a reaction. I'm the one who's spoiled. We're up here drinking wine, smoking cigarettes, and whatever the fuck we want. So blasé about it. No, I think just getting back to Australia, we realize what a beautiful country is, and that's why I feel like you're spoiled. We want to play a song in solidarity. We want to thank Johnny Marr and the Healers for coming all this way to play Australia with us. Met Johnny Marr in that little nothing country, New Zealand. Hope they don't get the bootleg. Lord knows they're not getting a tour. They were sacrificed for Japan. No one's even buying tickets in Japan. Let's just get it all out. But we were talking about First, and there's a great guy playing drums for Johnny Marr and the Healers. His name is Zach Starkey, and it's his first time in Australia as well. He's got a wicked sunburn to prove it. But his bandmate is Pete Townsend. We'd like to play the next song in solidarity with Pete. He's been my hero for a long time, all of our heroes, still our hero. He was working for something good and got, they twisted it around on him. He was actually trying to expose the exact thing that he was, I guess being, this guy said, shut up, fuck you. Start a band, play for 10 years, then meet up with these guys, then play another 10 years, and then get the microphone, and then you say something. But right now, shut the fuck up. Anyways, Pete Townsend was actually working and writing pieces in order to expose and stop the further and easy access of this child pornography, the very thing he was accused of. So if it was turned around in the press, we just want you to know, knowing him and working with him and working with him on so many issues revolving kids, that it was a really hard thing and a hard moniker for him to have to suffer in the press. We love Pete. He's still Pete. He's the man. Sounds the kids are all right.